Lamont, where have you been? You should have been home an hour ago.
Say, what's the matter with you, Pop? What are you so excited about?
My cousin Grady from St. Louis, he's driving through town, and he's going to stop off and see us.
Cousin Grady? Yeah. I got a date tonight, Pop. I don't want to see no cousin Grady.
Oh, wait a minute, Lamont. You want to meet him. He's my
Close
favorite
the door.
Cousin.
The flies be coming in here.
Okay. he's my favorite cousin. Really, he's so funny. He's always sense. He's like the laugh of the party everywhere you go. See, you know, he passed by the cemetery. Know what he say? People just dying to get in there. And you get it?
I got it.
He's so full of fun. Where you meet him? You'll love him. Know what else he say?
What?
Know what he call himself? The white sheep of the family. You get it? Instead of saying, I know.
Say, Pop, Cousin Grady sounds like a barrel of laughs, man, but I got a date tonight.
Wait a minute, son. Come here. I want you to show you Cousin Grady's picture. It's in the album here. You might remember him. You met him when you were little. Come on, sit down.
Look, Pop, I told you I don't have time to look
Listen,
at pictures.
Sit down. It ain't gonna take you but a minute. Now, look at there.
Is that Cousin Grady?
No, that's your Uncle Toot. See, Uncle Toot was a chef on the Titanic, but he never got a chance to cook nothing.
Come on, Pop.
And here's your fourth cousin here. This is your fourth cousin on your great-great-aunt's side, Aunt Jenny. Uh-huh. See, Aunt Jenny married Uncle Tips. See, he had a wooden leg. During the Depression, he had a job picking up paper in the park. See, the way he did it, he sharpened the tip. Really, he sharpened the tip on his wooden leg, and then he went through the park like this. And he worked there a long time picking up paper in the park, and he sharpened it so many times, it got so sharp they had to lay him off.
Well, I gotta go.
Wait a minute, son, just a moment. Listen, I just got a few more. Well, you look at that. That's you when you were a baby. You're probably the ugliest baby I ever saw. Really? I don't know who was uglier, you or that old bear rug you were laying.
Well, you're my father. Wasn't I supposed to look like you?
Well, no. A lot of people thought you favored the bear. There's Grady.
Great. Tell him I said hi, Pop.
Wait a minute, son. Listen, aren't you going to stay and see him?
I already told you I got a date.
Listen, Lamont, your own flesh and blood is coming to see you, and you ain't going to be here. See, Grady's bringing his new bride and his stepdaughter over here to meet us, and I want to make a good impression, and you ain't going to be here. Okay, then. Well, go ahead on your old date. I don't care.
All right, Pop. What do you want me to do?
Break your date. I do it for you.
When do you ever have dates?
Are you kidding? I got a date Thursday. I've been invited to the Junk Men for Nixon rally. And if you don't want me to go, I won't go.
All right, I'll break my date.
Thank you, son. And I'll break mine. Come on, help me clean up for the company.
Uh-oh. It's too late for that, Pop. Looks like your company's arrived.
Oh, don't you? Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Grady. Grady. Good to see you, Gus. Grady, Grady, always shady.
Fred, old cabbage head. Give me five so I can stay alive.
Well, I'll let you have two till Lou get through.
You still do that dance?
Yeah,
do
it. Yeah.
Did you ever go to... What about...
Susie Q? Susie Q? Hey,
and who is this, Fred? Don't tell me this is little Lamont.
Yeah.
My goodness, how you grown. The last time I saw you, you was about knee-high to a June bug.
Yeah.
Fred, this is my new bride, Margaret. Margaret, this is my favorite cousin Fred and his son, Lamont.
I've heard so many fine things about you, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, please call me Fred, Margaret.
Oh, thank you.
Listen,
I will.
Let's all sit down and talk about old times.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
Let's
have some sit down over
there. Betty Jean, come on. What's keeping you?
Good to see you.
This is my stepdaughter, Betty Jean.
Betty Jean, I'd like you to meet Fred Sanford and his son, Lamont.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Betty Jean.
I'm so hungry.
Oh. Betty Jean, you can't be hungry. Didn't you take your diet pill?
Yes, I did, and it made me hungry.
Oh, Betty Jean, put that away. You're supposed to be dieting.
I am dieting. This candy is dietetic, bittersweet chocolate flavor. and locale. And besides, I've already lost 40 pounds.
Betty Jean, you mind if I ask you a question? How long have you been dieting?
Oh. She belongs to this Weight Watchers Club back home, and they meet once a month.
What do they do? Eat for 30 days?
Oh, no. We talk about what we didn't eat.
I bet that's a short conversation.
Brady!
Say, excuse me, Betty Jean, but how much did you weigh before you lost the 40 pounds?
I don't remember. See, I'm one of those unlucky people. The least little thing I eat and I just blow up. I think it's glands.
Well, you better stop messing with them glands.
Say, why don't we go in the kitchen and fix them something to eat, Pop?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, well, don't go to any trouble.
Oh,
now.
Don't worry. We'll just throw something together.
Yeah.
We'll be no trouble at all.
That's good to see you, man.
Do you believe her?
That's a big girl, ain't it, son?
And she says she lost 40 pounds.
If she looked behind her, she'll find her.
Say, listen. Say, what are we gonna fix for her to eat?
What about a whale? You know what we ought to do? We ought to lock up in the refrigerator and let her go for herself.
Lamont is a handsome young man, isn't he?
He certainly is. And he'll make someone a fine husband, wouldn't he, Betty Jean?
I guess so, but I'll bet he can't cook. Handsome men don't know nothing about good cooking.
He shouldn't be so choosy. Cooking isn't everything. He's good looking, he's intelligent, and he's got a cute mustache. Don't you like his mustache?
It's too bushy.
Well, there don't seem to be enough of anything in here to satisfy Betty Jean. What are we gonna do, Pop?
We better do something quick. Because, you know, fat people get violent when they had enough eating.
Hey, I know. Why don't we tell her we gotta go shopping?
Hey, let's do that.
All right.
Say, folks, I'm sorry, but we couldn't find anything neat there to fix. We didn't go shopping this week.
Oh, I'd love to go shopping. May I go shopping with you?
Oh, that's a good idea. Lamont, you take Betty Jean shopping. See, and I'll stay here and talk. And I'll talk with Grady and Margaret.
What's the matter with you, Pop?
No, go ahead, son. Take her with you. And then on the way back, you can stop off and get some tacos.
Ooh, tacos. I love Mexican food.
Go ahead, son.
Go ahead. Oh, will we see any Mexicans?
The route that I'm taking, that's all we're gonna see.
Fred, I hope we're not imposing on you by staying the night.
Oh, not at all. Glad to have you. See, you and Grady can take the front room, and Lamont and I, we'll sleep in the back. And you can go up now if you'd like to and sort of freshen up.
Yeah, why don't you do that, baby? You go freshen up, and me and Fred will reminisce a while.
All right.
Right.
I'll do that.
Okay. You'll find everything up there.
Thank you.
Hey, Grady. That's a good-looking woman you got there. Where'd you meet her? She's pretty.
You think she's pretty? You should see her sister. Beautiful.
No kidding. Hey, she's so pretty. Why is it that your stepdaughter is
large?
No.
Plump.
No.
Fat.
That's the one.
I don't know. But she's a nice girl, that Betty Jean, and just dying to get married. But it's a funny thing, though. She's very particular. See, she don't just take just anybody, because she's got so much to offer.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the problem is. She got too much to offer.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, there's more to her than meets the eye.
There can't be.
No, I ain't just talking about her physique. I'm talking monetarily. See, the lucky man that marries her gets a $10,000 dowry. $10,000 free.
You kidding?
Cash money. The day after the wedding. See, her father left it to her when he passed, but he stipulated she don't get it till she gets married.
$10,000. That's a lot of money.
Yep. A man could do a lot with $10,000, especially if he had a little business he was trying to build up.
Yeah. A man could get a new truck with $10,000. fix his home up like brand new.
Pay off bills.
Yeah, and take a trip.
Right. But it's not gonna be easy to find a husband for her. She's so shy and all.
And so misunderstood.
Right.
Say, Grady, what about Lamont?
Lamont? It never crossed my mind. He'd be perfect. You think he'll go for it?
Sure he'll go for it. Leave it to me.
Hey, Fred, that's great.
Hey, Grady. See, up to now, Grady, we've just been cousins. But now we're gonna be in-laws.
Fred, that's using your head.
Grady, you still shady.
Hey, morning, Pop.
Morning, son.
Hey, what you all dressed up for?
Oh, I'm taking our guest out sightseeing.
Oh, yeah?
Sit down. I got your breakfast ready, warming in the oven.
I don't know what it is, but it sure smells good.
Yeah, it's good.
There you go. Wow. Steak and eggs.
No. Cube steak and country scrambled eggs with buttermilk biscuits and pure honey.
Hey, this sure is an elegant breakfast, Pop.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't have the champagne that's supposed to go with it, but would you like some Ripple?
Some orange juice would be fine, Pop.
Okay, son.
All right, dude. Hey, I'm surprised you got any food left at all. I guess the blimp haven't been down here yet.
Say, don't call her that. Betty Jean, she's nice. I mean, maybe she don't make a good first impression, but after a while, she grows on you.
Yeah, well, I guess it's better to have her grow on you than fall on you.
No, Grady was telling me about Betty Jean. She's sweet, and she'll make some man a nice wife.
Uh-huh. Some man that better be the owner of a supermarket.
You want anything else, son?
No, this is fine, bro.
You know, you might think I'm crazy for saying this, but I wouldn't mind having Betty Jean for a daughter-in-law. I mean it.
Have you been in the Applejack this morning?
No, listen, son. You're not getting any younger, you know. And I've heard you say yourself how you like to get married and settle down to one steady woman.
Yeah, one, not two like Betty Jean.
Oh, that's weight you're talking about. See, she's not ugly. You can get rid of weight, but you can't get rid of ugly.
You mean me marry Betty Jean?
You can learn to love her. See, love conquers all, even fat. See, it's like that movie, The Enchanted Cottage. You know, with Robert Young and Dorothy McGuire. They were both ugly. But when they were in the Enchanted Cottage, they weren't ugly at all. They were beautiful to each other. And it works the same way with fat.
And so this could be our little Enchanted Cottage right here, huh?
Yeah, now you got it.
Hey, Fred, we're ready to go.
We're in the kitchen, Grady. I'm not asking you to make up your mind right away, son, but think about it.
You're mad, Pop. You are stark, raving mad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All ready to go. Good morning, Lamont.
How are you?
Say, Betty Jean going with us?
No, too much walking is bad for her. See, her thighs rub against each other and she gets a rash.
Say, well, that'll be good. Then Betty Jean can stay here and keep Lamont company.
Good morning, Betty Jean.
Good morning, Betty Jean. Betty Jean, since you're not going with us, why don't you stay here and have some breakfast with Lamont?
Well, it's time to go to work.
No, son. Come in, sit down and have a cup of coffee with Betty Jean. Sit down.
Let's get going, Fred.
Yeah, okay, we'll see you two later.
Right. You're gonna be all right, honey. And remember, no nibbling.
Okay, Mother.
Bye.
It's time for me to be going.
What do you do? I mean, just drive around all day?
Yeah. I drive around and look for stuff. I'll see you later, Betty.
That must be interesting to go to different places and see different people and, you know, different houses and things.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific. Well, I gotta be going.
I love to travel. Don't you love to travel?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Speaking of traveling, I gotta be traveling now.
That's what I'm gonna do when I get married, travel. Oh. I mean, really travel, you know, like Europe.
Well, I guess if you marry a rich dude, you'll be able to do that.
Oh, I'll have money of my own.
That's great.
See, the day after I get married, I come into some money.
Oh,
$10,000.
You don't say.
Yeah. See, my real daddy left it for me, but he said I had to be married before I could get my hands on it.
$10,000, huh?
$10,000.
Well, you know, Betty Jean, you're going to have to be awfully careful because there's a lot of evil old men that would like to get their hands on that money.
Oh, don't I know it.
But you see, what you got to do is stop them before they get a chance to.
Right.
Right.
You know, I enjoyed the roller derby much more than the sightseeing tour.
Yeah, I like that roller derby, too.
Yeah, and you know, that Rocket Kluzewski was something else, wasn't he? You see him when he bumped into that guy with the left hook?
Yeah, but all that's a fake, ain't it?
Yeah. I wonder how he got that guy's nose to bleed like that.
Now, that was fun.
Hello, son.
Hey, Pop, did you all have a nice time?
Yeah, we had a fine time. We went down to the Chinese theater where they got their stars' footprints in the cement.
Yeah, and my footprint was the same size as Joan Crawford's.
And guess who my feet fit?
Boris Karloff.
No. Rudolph Valentino.
No kidding.
That's right. I got the feet of the sheik.
All right.
Say, what's that wine for?
Well, the son of the sheik has got a little announcement to make.
You have? What is it?
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Betty Jean and I are getting married.
Where's Betty Jean? Upstairs?
Betty Jean.
Come on, honey.
Oh, son. That's beautiful. Say, what made you change your mind about Betty Jean?
Well, Pop, I got to thinking about, you know, about what you said. And if you want me to get married, I'll get married.
I can't believe it.
Well, out of respect to you, of course. To make a father that I respect happy.
Well, I'm the happiest father in the world. I'm proud of you.
Hey, let's drink to our future happiness, Pop.
Yeah.
Okay, just a little toast here. All right. First to the bride.
To the bride.
All right. To the groom.
To the groom.
All right. To the grandparents.
To the grandparents.
Yeah. To our happy life in St. Louis.
To our happy life? St. Louis? Did I hear you say St. Louis?
That's right, Pop. Betty Jean and I are going to move to St. Louis and start a little family of Sanfords. By the time you come to visit us, Pop, you'll have 10 grandchildren.
But what about me? What's going to happen to me?
Well, I don't know, Pop. I guess you'll have to sell the place and move into one of those old folks' homes.
Oh, I feel a bad one coming home.
Hey, what's the matter, huh? What's the matter with you? I thought this is what you wanted, for me to marry Betty Jean.
Yeah, but...
But what? Now, Betty Jean and I are going to live in our own little enchanted cottage in St. Louis.
But see, I don't want you to leave me. See, I won't make it through the wedding. You hear that, Lisbon? I'm coming to join you, honey, with a glass of Ripple in my hand.
I don't understand you, Pop. Now, here I am doing everything that I thought you wanted, and look how you're carrying on.
But I don't want you to leave me. Are you really and truly sure you want to marry Betty Jean?
Well, not really and truly. I was only doing it for you, Pop.
Then don't do it. Don't do it for me. Please don't do it for me.
Well, I don't know what I can do about it now. I've already asked her. As a matter of fact, I got to get upstairs and start packing for St. Louis now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You want to get out of it?
Hey, I want to do anything that makes you happy, Pop.
Well, leave everything to me.
Well, you better hurry up, because it might be too late.
Hey, Grady, you coming down?
Here it comes, Brent.
Should I call you
Pop? Hey, this exciting friend.
Just thrilling.
Say, you ain't even kissed the bride yet.
Oh, I will when she cut the wedding cake.
Oh, and it's gonna be a big one. One of those seven-tiered affairs shaped like a giant pyramid.
Oh, that sounds good, Mother.
And Betty Jean, it's gonna be too bad that you won't be able to eat none of your own wedding cake.
Why not?
Because my son, he's gonna help you with your dieting. See, he's a Weight Watchers Weight Watcher.
What does that mean?
It means he's gonna help you. See, once I tried to lose 22 pounds, and he locked the refrigerator up, and he caught me trying to get in it, and he chained me to the bed. And I didn't have nothing to eat for a week but Rye Crisp and water.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. But he's not gonna chain you to the bed, Betty Jean. He's just gonna put you on a strict water diet. Only 7 gallons a day. See? 7 gallons. And if you don't drink it all, he's gonna shove a funnel in your mouth and pour it down your throat. Yeah, he was telling me as how he wanted to get you down to around 98 pounds. Then people wouldn't know you from Shirley Chisholm.
Mother, let's get out of here. This man scares me.
You go wait in the car, honey. Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Sanford, but I don't think it's going to work out. Please tell your son that we've decided he is not the man for Betty Jean.
Well, wait a minute. That's a shame because my son bought a nice gift for her. He's gonna give her a monogram sweat box.
Come on, Grady.
Well, I'm sorry, Grady.
Fred, the plan is dead.
Grady, you better join your lady.
See you later, sir.
Yeah, have a good trip, yeah?
All right.
Say hello to all the folk for me.
Okay.
Here comes
the... Hey, Pop, where's the bridal party?
I told you I'd take care of it. The wedding's off. They're gone.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have to go to St. Louis now.
Hey, that's great, Pop.
Son, I guess you're stuck here with me in our own little enchanted cottage.
Hey, Pop, you're beautiful.
Oh, son.
Come in. Oh. Well, I'll see you later, Pop. Don't wait up for me.
What do you mean, don't wait up? Ain't you gonna stay home for supper?
Hey, Pop, I got a date tonight. I'm already late now.
Look, you can't do that. Listen, I made some arrangement. I got a surprise for you.
Uh-huh. Is another relative coming? How much does this one weigh?
Oh, wait a minute, son. It's Bubba's niece. Bubba's niece, Alberta. I met her. She's nice. And I felt so bad about Grady and his stepdaughter till I invited her to come over and have dinner with us.
Listen, Pop, give the lady my apologies and tell her that a previous dinner engagement makes it impossible for me to stay. Now, tonight, Pop.
Wait a minute, son. Wait, that's her now. Look, why don't you wait a minute? This is embarrassing.
Now, look. Now, I'm getting sick and tired of you trying to set me up with dates with the opposite sex. Now, there's no way that I'm going to stay here and meet this chick. You got that?
But, son...
No. I'm leaving.
Hello, Mr. Sanford.
Hello, Alberta. This is my son, Lamont. Come right in, darling.
Gee, I hope I'm not late.
Oh, no, you're just in time. Listen, see, Lamont here has a previous engagement... So he won't be able to stay with him because the date makes it impossible for him to stay here. So I hope you don't mind having dinner here with me alone.
Oh, no, that'll be just fine.
Oh, swell. Well, Lamont, I know you got to go, son, because this previous engagement that you had is making it impossible for you to stay with us. So I'm sorry, because we got a good dinner planned. Sit right down, darling, and I'll go check on the meatballs.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.